We want to thank everybody that has joined us today, and we ask that you continue having your hearts open to praying for the people of God. Much prayer affects a lot of ability for God to hear and then look down and show favor upon those who are suffering and going through hard times right now. So let us continue to pray for the body of Christ, continue to pray for those who need Christ, so that God will enter into their hearts and they will see the and feel the love and peace of God in their hearts, and then God will then provide and be a provider and sustainer for them in their lives as he continue to hold us and keep us through this times that we live in. So let us pray. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you, God, for everything that you do. Your grace and mercy is so awesome. God, we know that even in times of trouble and plagues and disease, God, you are still God. There is no one like you. No one like you, Father God. There's no one like you, Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, for this day. For this very hour that you've given us, God, that we can think upon you, think of your goodness and your greatness, that you sustain us and provide for us. You watch over us. You keep us well. Lord, we know your word is true, and we hold to your word, God. We know that the words that you have spoken is powerful and effective, God. Therefore, we look, God, for you to carry out your will in our lives. Be with us, guide us, and strengthen us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's go through redeemed as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, the definition of redeem is to be saved from bondage. And many who are oppressed and held down do not realize that they can escape and be set free. There's a means for us to get free. When bondage is heavy and hard, it's obvious there's a need to be set free. But when bondage provides some sense of pleasure or some sense of gain, the need to be set free may not be realized because we feel this effects of bondage is not so heavy, but we have this sense of freedom a little bit, but we're not totally free. For many, the need to be redeemed is hard to understand. When there's so much pleasure and there's a sense of freedom that we may have in our life, but at some time we still experience a little bondage. Someone's still oppressing us. See, we don't realize that we're not completely free. We see this in those who have been enslaved in the past, but now they have some level of freedom, but it's not complete freedom. And then there's those who have never been enslaved, who do not realize just how much they are in bondage to the cares of this life, to the cares of this world. See, the question may be, why do I need to be redeemed? Why can't I just continue as I am seeking God? See, sometimes bondage is clear. Like when Pharaoh refused to let the people of Israel go, so God had to kill every firstborn Egyptian. Many Israelites did not realize that they needed to be saved from bondage. Like many of us today, we don't realize we need to be saved from that which have us bound. In the past, everything that belong to the people of God had to be redeemed. If a person's animal had killed another person, then the animal had to be killed and the payment had to be paid for the redeeming life of another person. Today we're in bondage regarding many things. And many of us are still living a sinful life. We're in bondage over our expensive houses and cars. We're in bondage over our expensive lifestyle. Many are in bondage of pleasure. It drives many of our desires and motives and thinking to where we think we're free, but we're not free. See, if a person becomes poor and have to sell their property, there's a responsibility for the nearest relative to redeem the property. And the person who have sold the property is able to recover their life, they then can redeem their property back for themselves. The price was set by the year since it was sold to the year of redemption. Everything in Israel was devoted to God had to go through a redemption process. The first offspring of every womb to offer to the Lord belonged to the priest of God. They were to deem the firstborn so it belongs to God. There was a redeeming price paid for this. We can see the redeeming process at work in Ruth's life. Naomi needed to sell the land because her sons had died. Who could redeem the land and all that came with it? See, it fell to the newest kin. And if they could not redeem it, then the next person in line could redeem it. And Boaz was the next person in line, so he redeemed the land and all that came with it. That included the dead man's wife, so his name could be maintained with the property. Therefore, we have to see there's a redeeming process that you and I have to go through. King David made it clear to us that we need to be redeemed. We need God to redeem us from sin, from those who are against us, so we have a place of refuge, a place where we can live in peace. Go with me to Psalms chapter 25, verses 20-22. We're of the world. Whether you like it or not, we're bound by it, in its selfish ways, its greed, and its oppressive ways. But you and I are now have come to Christ Jesus, someone who has the power and ability to redeem us. And we must be redeemed. We have to be redeemed. Psalms chapter 25, verses 20-22 says, "Guard over my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles." See, we could say this prayer today, Lord, help us. Redeem the United States from all its troubles, Lord. Redeem this world from all its troubles, God. We need to be redeemed. We need to ask the Lord to redeem us, to save our souls from sin, to redeem us from those whose hands are full of wicked schemes, whose right hand is full of bribes. Redeem us, Lord, so we can lead a blameless life. Redeem us, Lord, so we'll be merciful and show kindness to us, God. We need to be redeemed so we can be free from the trap that others lay before us, so the Lord can be our refuge in times of trouble, in the times of trouble we live in today. We need to be redeemed. Redeem us, Lord, so our spirit can be in your hands. Redeem us, Lord, that through the truth of God, you and I are set free. Completely free. This world has many in bondage. Trouble and sickness and brokenness has brought us to dust. Our bodies cling to the grave, to the ground. Rise up and help us, Lord. Redeem us because of your unfailing love. We must be willing to be redeemed. The Lord will never force his loving kindness upon us. We must desire it. It must be something you and I know we need. Only the Lord can redeem us. We cannot be saved by our wealth or the boasting of our riches. No person can redeem the life of another or give God a ransom for their life. The redemption for life is costly. No payment is enough. No, what person can ensure that they can give another person life forever and that person never see decay? Nobody can redeem us. Only God can redeem us from the troubles of this life or the cares of this life. And like the Israelites, we need to stop looking for someone or looking within ourselves for salvation or to others who have no means to redeem us. They were looking for someone to come and redeem them. They was looking for the Redeemer. And when Christ came, they did not receive him when he came because, see, they was looking for him to come a certain way. See, when our mind is worldly, we can't see what God is doing in our lives because we're looking for things to come the way that we think. But see, we need to understand God has sent someone to redeem our lives, and you and I don't understand it. Therefore, we need to pay attention to God. We need to come closer to God so God can give us understanding. See, they hoped that Christ was the Redeemer, but they did not believe in him. They did not receive him the way they should. Therefore, they did not receive the redemption power that was in Christ Jesus. You and I can't miss Christ now. We need the power of God that's in Christ, the ability and the price that Christ has paid to redeem us from this life that we're in, this trouble that we're in, this hardship that we're going through. I remember all the trouble I used to get into. But see, I had this line in my head that I knew I could not pass. Because the cost of saving me if I crossed this line would be too high to pay. See, I would place myself in a position or in a place where my parents could not redeem me. See, the cost of redeeming me would not only affect them, it would affect the whole family. There was a price to redeem another. And we have to see only the Lord can pay that full price. The cost is too high. No one is able to satisfy the cost, the redeeming price to God for our soul. No matter what we get ourselves into, Christ has paid the price. He's able to redeem us. He has a redeeming power in his hand that redeems souls from the cares of this life, from the sinful life that we live our life in. Help us, Jesus. Not only do we need to understand, we need to be redeemed. But only God can redeem us from this world and from sin. As the Lord has brought us Israelites, he needs to bring us out. We, right now, in this situation, this pandemic we in, we need the redeeming power of God to bring us out of this. We keep thinking it's within ourselves. We keep thinking it's some strategy, some doctor, somebody coming. But see, we need the redeeming power of God to save us from this situation. Lord, who can save us underneath the yoke of others? From bondage we train to love that is sinful, from the life that we care for, the pleasing and pleasure we seek every day. Lord, who can save us from this? Trouble has come. Sickness has come. Brokenness has come. Lord, can free us from being enslaved by others, enslaved by material things, enslaved by pleasure, see, redeeming us from with his outstretched arm, with his mighty acts of power. But we must be a people of God so he will reach down and redeem us. We must be a nation under God who desires to be redeemed by the power of God. Redeemed so the Lord make his name great and perform great and awesome wonders in our life. See, we must be a people of God. We got to turn back to God, redeemed by God, so our soul is in Christ Jesus and God is our Father. He's our God. We must live a redeemed life. And if we're not redeemed by the Lord, we'll be like sheep who are destined for the grave and death will feed upon us. We'll be ruled over and see decay. But if we seek the Lord to be redeemed, help us. He redeem us from the grave and take us into his heart so we have life in him. You and I have to see this. We need to be redeemed. We need the redemption power of God to be working in our lives today, all over this world. We need to open our eyes up to the redeeming power of God that's in Christ Jesus. Asking the Lord not to hide his face from us, to answer us quickly, for we are in trouble, God. Look all around us. We are in trouble. See, we thought just staying home was going to do it. But see, that ain't going to do it. We need the redeeming power of God. The redeeming power of God is in Christ Jesus to redeem our life from this messed up world, from this trouble, from this sickness, from this disease. Come, Lord Jesus. We need you to redeem. Go with me to Psalms chapter 69, verses 17 to 18. We're fallen. There's much suffering across this world. Even in the houses of God. Help us, God. We must be redeemed. We must live redeemed lives now. Psalms chapter 69, verses 17 to 18 says, do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I'm in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Redeem me because of my foes. Redeem me, Lord, because of the trouble I'm in. Redeem me, Lord, from the pleasure of life that I see. Redeem me, Lord, from the things in this world. God, redeem me, Lord, from the sin of this life. We need the Lord to redeem us. We're drifted away, chasing life as we please. We need to put our hope in the Lord, for only the Lord and unfailing love can save us. With him we can receive full redemption. The Lord himself will redeem us from all our sins. There's nothing too hard for God. The Lord says, woe to those because we have strayed from him. What is before us is destruction because we rebelled against the Lord. The Lord longs to redeem us, but we prefer to speak lies about his word and his way. We're not crying out to the Lord from our heart. We gather, but we're always turning away from God. We're always going to do our own thing. We're always talking about what we think and not what God has spoken. God wants to redeem us from our sins and troubles. He wants to redeem us from death and from the grave. The Lord has a path of redemption. For he says, death, where is your place? He says to the grave, where's your destruction? The Lord says, even though we thrive in this life, what springs up will fail and dry up. What we store up will become plunder. Only God, only Christ can redeem us. The Lord says, though we have been scattered across this world, he will send a signal and gather us together. From distant lands, we'll be called because we remember God. We delighted in his word. And we paid attention to his spirit. We and our children will survive because we turned back to God. Thank you, Lord. When we're weak in faith, we're enslaved by the basic principles of this life. But when we start to grow and mature in faith, we receive the Lord into our hearts. At that right time, at that moment, see, God sent his son into the world, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law so we may receive the full rights of sons and daughters. With redemption comes God sending his spirit of his son into our hearts so we cry out, Father, see, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord Jesus. God, through his son, Christ Jesus, wants to redeem us. He wants no one to die in sin. We must desire, we must want to be redeemed and have a willingness to change, to live a redeemed life. The Lord in his unfailing love will lead those who he has redeemed. Our life will be connected to Christ. Our desires and thoughts will be found in the Lord. And through his strength, he will guide us to his holy dwelling. Have you been redeemed? Are we living a redeemed life? Or are we just playing church? Yeah. See, our Redeemer lives. And if we draw closer to him, he will draw closer to us. If we repent of our sins and declare the Lord, he will place his spirit in us, his word in our mouth. It will not depart our mouth or the mouth of our children. Our Redeemer wants to save us. Do we want to be redeemed? Do we want to be saved? Then we need to give ourselves over to God, over to his son, Christ Jesus. God will be our Father. Christ will be our Lord. We acknowledge God before all and acknowledge our Redeemer, our Savior, Christ Jesus. The Lord has placed before us death and life. And we must choose life in Christ. So we live a redeemed life from now on. No more of this playing church. No, you and I, we must live a redeemed life. We must grow our faith and so we mature in the things of God. Must want to be redeemed by the Lord to draw nearer to God. The Lord says, fear not, for he's taken up our case to redeem our life because we cried out to him for help and he saved us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. With all the trouble that's going on in this life, God is still trying to redeem souls. Can you? What a loving God we have. What a loving Savior we have. Go with me to Lamentations chapter 3, verses 57-59. See, if we want to be redeemed, we need to come closer to the Lord. Draw near to God. Let God know that you are crying out, that you want redemption. Redemption from sin, redemption from this world, redemption from self. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 57-59 says, come near when I call you. And you said, do not fear. O Lord, you took up my case. You redeemed my life. You have seen, O Lord, the wrong done to me. Uphold my cause, Lord Jesus. See, God wants to redeem all of his creations. If we do as the Lord requires, allow him to change our lives, we will live to praise God. He has come to redeem his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us to serve in the house of God. See, Christ came to redeem us from being under the curse of the law, but becoming a curse for us. He redeemed us in order for us to receive blessings so we can live by faith, so we can see the promise of the Spirit into our hearts as we worship God. The Lord redeemed our lives. We must now live a redeemed life, not as we lived before. As we wait on the blessed hope we have in our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. He gave himself for us. To redeem us from all the wicked that we lived in, to purify for himself a people who is very old, who's eager to do good, who's eager to live the life that God has called us to live. Thank you, Jesus. Going to church and paying offerings does not demonstrate that we have been redeemed, that the redeeming power of Christ Jesus has changed our lives. We must live a redeemed life. One where Christ has taken away our desire for this world. See, he's taken away. It's a redeemed life. See, you and I got to live this life. See, he's taken our desire for selfishness, our desire for greed, and it's desire for sinful pleasures, our desire to be abusive, our desire to be unworthy, our desire to be unfaithful. See, we've been redeemed from this. Christ, through the power that's in Christ Jesus, he's taking this away. He is a redemption of our souls from the things of this world. You and I got to see this. We got to understand what the price has been paid for your life to be redeemed from this world. Not only that, through his death, through his power that's in God, this redeeming power that's in God and that's in Christ Jesus. See, he put to death our sins. He redeemed us from sin. See, he redeemed us from anger. He redeemed us from rage and from harmful ways and disobedience and cursing and lying. He redeemed us from all of this. He redeemed us. You and I can't sit here and say we're in Christ Jesus if we don't live a redeemed life, redeemed from the world, redeemed from sin. It's got to be in us. We can't play church. This is a process. The price has been paid, and it was a high price that nobody else could pay for, that we live a redeemed life in Christ Jesus. We live in him. He's in us because he, through the price that he paid, redeemed us for God. Redeemed us so you and I can have an experience with God, have the love of God, the peace of God, the hope of God in our lives. So we're redeemed so we're able to experience salvation and eternal life in our life. We're redeemed so God will pour out his blessings on us. We're redeemed so we can have complete freedom in Christ. He redeemed us so our hearts have been changed and our minds set straight. He redeemed us through his sacrifice of his life, through the price that he paid that no one else could pay. We've been redeemed. Because we've been redeemed, we don't have a fear of death. We don't have a fear of the grave. It has been removed through the power of God, Christ Jesus. By the redeeming power of God that's in Christ Jesus, it has been removed. The desire for this world and everything else in it has been removed. The desire to carry out sins, he has been removed. We've been redeemed for God. And what's been placed us is in love and peace and kindness and joy and salvation, eternal life, and receive it. Christ paid the price for you so you can have it. We've been redeemed. Not with perishable things such as silver and gold. We've been redeemed from the empty life we live, from a life of pleasing ourselves, of chasing after things in this world. We've been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God, who's without blemish or defect. We have been redeemed. We need to live a redeemed life. We have been redeemed so we can live as one of the 144,000 who will be before God and will sing a new song before the four living creatures and the elders of God. See, we live a redeemed life as one who does not defile ourselves anymore, but we keep ourselves pure. We live a life of redemption because we have been purchased from the world to offer ourselves the first fruit to God and to the Lamb. We must live a redeemed life. No turning back. No turning away. Glory to God. He wants us to grow in his sons, so we are the ones who have been redeemed from this world, redeemed from sin, living in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Christ Jesus has paid the price for you and I, so we are redeemed and we are standing by faith now on the blessed hope of God that has come. Thank you, Jesus. Our life needed to be redeemed. If you haven't received that, if you don't know that, I pray that God helps you understand. Our life needed to be redeemed. Our life was full of wickedness and unacceptable to God. Lord Jesus, you opened our eyes so we could see our life needed to be redeemed. Not playing church, not speaking falsely, but fully redeemed. The Father and the Son wants to redeem all who have come, all who draw near, all willing to give their life to God. Christ paid the price in full, going to the cross to be our Redeemer. It's up to us. Do we want to be redeemed? Do we want to live a redeemed life? Christ can redeem us from any situation. He can redeem us from chasing after this world. He can redeem us from greed, from sexual immorality, from sexual desires, from drugs, from alcohol, from humble behavior. There is nothing Christ can't redeem us from. There's no limit to Christ's power to redeem us. And once redeemed, we must live a redeemed life, never living as we did before. We've been redeemed. We testify of the work of the Spirit is in us, redeemed from sinful passions, sinful ambitions. We have been redeemed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. You loved us and you cared so much, God, that you provided a path of redemption for our lives through your Son, Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for paying the price for Lord Jesus. Paid in full. You have to see this. We can live a redeemed life. It's been paid in full. Now we can now have this willingness in us to share the love, to live in peace, to live in, to praise God for all that God has done through his Son Christ. Thank you, God. We can never repay you. We can never give enough thanks for you. We can never be grateful enough. For no one else could have done what you've done. You are such a good God, a merciful God, a loving and kind God, that you was willing to come and pay the price, the redemptive price to save souls that did not know you, that did not cry out to you, God. But when your love and your word came forth, Lord, we heard it, we paid attention, and we called out for you to redeem us. You did it in your loving kindness and your unfailing love. You redeemed us through the blood of Christ Jesus. We thank you all the days of our life. Teach us to grow and mature so we live a redeemed life all the days of our life from now on, from now forth, God, that we're able to enter in with Christ Jesus. Just guide us into the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray.